You know, sometimes you really want to make something happen. You know what to do. You know how to do it, but somehow it's not happening. You're not taking action. And I really truly believe it's simply because of your mindset. And I want to share with you some mindset shifts that have really helped me personally in my health journey, but also many, many of my clients. So if you struggle with your mindset and you're not even sure if it's your mindset or what it is, stay tuned because I think this could really shift things for you. Hello, my lovely. Welcome back to my podcast. Isabelle here. Today's special because I'm actually recording at 8 p.m. on Thursday, March 7th, because I didn't get a chance to record the episode before I went pick up my daughter at nursery. And I was like, do you know what? My boyfriend is away. He plays basketball on Thursday evenings. Before dinner, I can actually record. And the house is super quiet. So here we are. Okay, let's dive right into it. I want to talk about mindset shifts that have really helped me through my healing journey, especially when I started my gut healing journey and I was so frustrated. I had so much resentment. They've really helped me shift things and actually even enjoy the journey, dare I say. The very first one is I am responsible for how I feel in my body. Now, of course, there's a nuance to this. You know, if you are born with a diagnosis or it comes later in life and you have PCOS or things like that, or diabetes, type 1 diabetes, I'm not saying that, you know, it's your fault or anything like that. But how you feel, you have control over how you feel and what you do with these things. And it's important for us to take responsibility for it. For the longest time, I used to be like, oh yeah, but my doctor said, God, like, why did I listen to the doctor? Like, he said this, he said that. And I never went out of my way. It wasn't even like went out of my way, but I never researched and sat down and thought, okay, I actually have these symptoms. Let me talk to different people. Let me take a different route. It felt like I wasn't taking responsibility for it. I was giving it to someone else and I was blaming someone else for it, or I was blaming my work. I used to blame my work a lot. Oh my God, I'm a dancer. This is my life. This is why. Well, do it differently, you know? So this is the first important shift. I am responsible for how I feel in my body. You can make things happen. You can change things, but you're fully responsible for that. And I want you to really own it. You know, own it, own it, own it, because it's going to help you take action. Because all of a sudden, you're going to take action because you're going to feel like, wow, I am responsible for this. So I can do something about it. It's my duty to do something about it. Do you know what I mean? Okay, number two. It will work. Oh, this is a big one. I don't know if this is really a mindset shift or more a faith thing, but I think it's a bit of both. It's, you know, when you, many times I've worked with clients on a one-on-one and they may have worked with a nutritionist before or have tried certain trends or diet or protocols and it didn't work. So they come in, even if they've invested time and resources and money into having a nutritionist, they coming in with the mindset of this is not going to work. I've done it many times. And it's like, but why are you here? Why are you here? What's the point if you believe that it's not going to work of trying it? Because it's not going to work. What you believe is what's going to happen. It absolutely is not going to work because you're not going to put anything into it. From the get-go, you're believing there's no point. I'm going to do it anyway, but you know what? Actually, it's not going to work. So if you come across a challenge, you're not going to push through that challenge because you're just going to be like, oh yeah, I knew it. Fuck it. I'm going to leave it. Right? So it's so important to believe and to do things because you want to do them. If not, just don't do them. Don't waste your time. Don't waste whoever time is like, whoever is helping you or supporting you, or don't waste your resources. Just leave it. If you believe it's not going to work, fine. But don't walk into something. Don't walk into, you know, a program, a challenge, a new job, like whatever it is, thinking, oh, it's not going to work anyway. You know, that is such a, what word can I use? A negative, I guess it's just a negative mindset, you know, it's a negative mindset and you really want to get yourself out of that and ask yourself, Why would it not work this time? Why didn't it work last time? Why didn't it work last time? Was it because the thing didn't work for you? You came across a challenge. What was the challenge? How can you do things differently if that challenge arises again, right? So these are the questions you ask yourself if you feel like you're that person who's like, doesn't really have faith in what you're going to do and sort of do it for the sake of it, but really doesn't believe in it. You basically stay stuck in this cycle that chip on your confidence a lot because you walk into something not believing in it. So you go half-ass. That's the truth. Let's be really honest here. We're all adults, right? You kind of really don't believe in it. You half-ass do it. You don't get the result. You lose confidence because you're thinking, oh, well, I'm not great. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. Where in reality, you didn't give it yourself. You didn't give it everything. You didn't even believe in it, right? So it will work. It will work. This will work. I'm going to do this challenge. It will work. And by the way, segue, right? Shameless plug. My nutrition and well-being reset challenge starts March 11th. It's free. It's going to be amazing. You're going to get a lot out of it. The link is in the description box. Come and join and it will work. I want you to walk into that challenge thinking and believing, not just thinking, believing, damn right this shit will work. Because I'm going to give it everything. I'm going to do what I'm being told by the expert to do and it will work. I'll get some results, right? That's the mindset we want to see. Okay. Number three, dropping the excuses behind. I guess this is not so much a mindset shift. I guess this goes as well with I'm responsible because I think when you are responsible, when you take responsibility, you take ownership of your health, of your well-being, you drop the excuses. There's no excuse. Things can happen, of course, but you'll give yourself chances to make things better before pulling out or explaining or excusing yourself or anything like that. So yeah, that wasn't really a mindset shift. So that goes with I'm responsible. So number three would be shifting your mindset from I've got to eat these vegetables. I have to work out. I have to sleep at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. is a bit early, but some people do. I have to do this. I have to do that too. I choose to move because I want to honor and love my body. I choose to love and honor my body. So I'm going to move. So I'm going to hydrate myself. So I'm going to eat better. I'm going to make better nutrition choices. I'm going to choose foods that serve my higher purpose. This is what we want, right? Shifting from that mindset of I've got to feeling punished or I'm doing this, you know, like I don't really want to do it too. Really, again, choosing yourself all the time, choosing yourself and saying, no, I don't actually have to. There's millions, millions and millions, perhaps billions of people that eat shit food and never exercise and they don't care. They're fine. They're okay. They're fine with how they are. Do you know what I mean? How they feel. They're totally fine. I always exercise because I guess I was a dancer, but I didn't eat healthy food for years and years and years and years and years. And I was okay with feeling crap until I wasn't okay anymore. You know, when I changed, at first I was very much like, oh, I really have to do this. But then I realized, God, it actually makes me feel good. When I had my first win and I thought, oh, I feel really good this week. And I was like, God, this feels good. And I got addicted to feeling good. I was like, whenever I felt like I didn't really want to do something, but I needed to do it to feel the way I wanted to feel, I went back to, no, I want to feel good. I choose to feel good. I want to feel good. I want to feel good in my body, in my mind, and my soul. I want to look shit hot. So do you know what? I'm going to move my body. I'm going to drink that 2 liters of water. I'm going to eat my vegetables and I'm going to feel freaking good, you know? So that's an important shift when you are going through your healing journey and you feel like there's some resistance, you know? And that's normal, by the way, to have resistance. I am not by any means saying that, you know, even now as a, you know, nutritional therapist and having been on my health journey since, I don't know, 2007, 2008, I'm not saying that every day I jump off the bed and I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to like do loads of workout and do this and do that. Sometimes I'm like, oh, fuck this shit. I can't be bothered. You know, sometimes I feel like that and it's okay. And I remind myself, okay, cool, fine. Whatever. You can't be bothered. And then often I'm like, after a day, I'm like, I feel a bit, oh no, I want to feel good. And I get back on it, you know? So I'm not saying we've got to be perfect by any means, but our mindset is what makes us stay consistent, you know? And consistency is what we want, not perfection. Consistency is what's going to give us longevity, is what's going to really give us the results we want. Last one, it's not so much a mindset shift, but it's, well, maybe it is actually, becoming your own guru. And what do I mean by that? Becoming your own guru, what I mean by that, I guess, is it is okay to follow experts like myself and people who know, who are trained, who are have certification. It's important to follow them for guidance. But at the end of the day, when it comes to your body, your mind, your soul, because all three of them make you, you know, the three things are you. You know best. You know best. I swear you know best. Learn to build that intimate relationship with your body. Learn to get to know your body, what it needs, what it wants, you know, what foods it loves. And sometimes your body might even tell you before you eat the thing, before you do the movement, you might get a little hint, right? Build that trust, build that relationship with your body, because us experts and therapists and influencers and everybody online was going to tell you their way of doing things or the right way. And there are certain things that are the right way, but you got to sprinkle it with your own. Some things might not be right for you. So don't think we are the gurus. We are like, we know the whole thing. We are the truth. No, the truth is in you. You are the freaking truth. Do you know what I mean? I'm giving you the tools to uncover that. I'm holding the space for you to uncover that. But yeah, you are the truth, my lovely. Okay, well, that was it. That was a short episode today, which I very much enjoyed. I could talk about mindset all day, every day. I live for it. And before I close up this episode, I want to remind you that I'm opening up my membership. It's going to be a nutrition and well-being membership for women that are feeling busy, pulled in all directions, especially for creatives and entrepreneurs that are have, you know, our schedules can be here and there. This membership is for you. Come and experience a 12-month experience where you're going to learn to shift your mindset, build that relationship with your body, you know, and learn so much in nutrition, but in an easy way, because I'm going to break it down for you. So it's going to be so easy. You're going to learn to build your meals, to food prep, to own your kitchen, you know, to own your kitchen, to own your health. And it's going to be an incredible transformation. So the waitlist is open. The membership is opening on March 20th. I'm excited. I'm excited to be doing this with you. And I hope you'll be able to join. So yeah, I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.